He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. Oh, He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all of Your many manifold blessings, God. We thank You for, again, allowing us to see a brand new day. Day 19 in our 31 days of prayer. And we're still yet holding on to You. We're still pressing toward You. And God, we still have the desire to seek Your face and a hunger and a thirst for more of You. Father, I pray that You allow us, oh God, to make this an habitual thing, that we just don't take 31 days to set ourselves aside to seek You in prayer, and then as the new year begins, Lord, we forget about You and we begin to go back into a complacency or a lax state. But Lord, stir up in us and place a hunger in us and a thirst in us that cannot be quenched by any additional rest, oh God, by any additional things from this world, oh God, but it only can be quenched by having a relationship and having communication with You. Oh God, put the desire to pray deep down with inside of us and grow our prayer lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that if we're only able to pray for 5 minutes, oh God, help double it to 10 minutes. And then God, if we can pray for 10 minutes, God, make it greater and help us to make it to 20 minutes, God, and then help us to grow in our prayer lives, Lord, as we grow in our relationship with You. The more we pray, the more power we have to tap into. The less time that we pray, the less power that we have access to. And Lord, I want to be mighty in You, God, not mighty in this physical world, not mighty in temporal things. Oh God, these things that are of this world, the carnal things of this world, Lord, are material things. That's the word I'm looking for. But Lord, I want to be mighty in You spiritually, Lord.
Lord. I want to be mighty in you, God, in my walk with you, Lord. I want to be so, God, that I be no more, because I've walked closely with you. So lead me, oh God, and guide me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that I may grow stronger in you. Help me to hide your word in my heart, God, so that I won't sin against it. Your word is the lamp unto our feet, and your word is the light unto our pathways. And so your word gives us everything that we need to know how to draw closer and how to get more nearer to you. Draw us near to thee, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may be protected under the mighty outstretching of your wings. Oh, God, that when we go through these things and these lives, and as the strong winds may blow, we'll still be able to declare that you are a sweet and wonderful God, because you have promised that you would never, ever leave us, and you promised that you would never, ever forsake us. We don't have to worry about being alone, but everywhere we go, God, you're willing to go with us. You were in the fire with the three Hebrew boys, Lord, so even when it seems like we're being consumed, oh, God, and all hope is lost or gone, Lord, you are right there with us, and you will be with us all the way until the end. You were with your son, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, even when he had to give up his life on the cross, Lord, I want to say thank you that even at our most bleakest situation, the bleakest times in our lives, Lord, you still yet remain to be there, and your love for us never fails and never wavers, Lord. I thank you, God, even when I was in the muck and the miry, you still loved me, you still cared for me, and you gave your only begotten son, Jesus, that I might live and not die. Oh, God, you're wonderful, and you're sweet, God. You are a magnificent Savior. You are a wonderful King. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You are immaculate, God. There is no one that's like you, God. You're magnificent in all your ways, and you're glorious in all your ways. And so it's an honor, God, to set this time aside consistently in the morning to find myself seeking your face in prayer. I can't let this day go through, oh God. Go ahead without seeking your face, Lord. I can't begin to plan my day, oh God, and implement the thoughts and the plans that I had on my own for this day without getting direction and without seeking your face. You told us to seek you early while you may yet be found, before we get all up into the hustle and bustle of the day, before we start getting attacked by the enemy. And some of us even had to deal with some attacks overnight, Lord. But I'm grateful, God, that you allowed us to see another day. And I'm grateful, God, that what the enemy thought for evil, God, you're going to work everything out for our good, because you have declared in your word that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to your purpose. And Lord, I know that I've been called according to your purpose, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that I love you, because you are a magnificent and wonderful God, and who would serve a God that's like you are? And so, Lord, as we go into our 31 days of prayer, Lord, today our focus is relationships with others. Oh, God, that we may build stronger relationships with others. Oftentimes, as we go through this life, we begin to cut people off because they've done us wrong, or they've done something that we're not pleased with, and we begin to disassociate ourselves with others. But, Lord, we are better together, even with those that are our enemies, because, Lord, you told us, oh, God, to love on our enemies as we would love on ourselves. And when we treat them right, instead of our acts of separating or ignoring them, for our love for them will heap coals of fire on their head. And then those that we don't have aughts with, Lord, we just go day by day, and Lord, we don't build any type of relationship with them, oh God, to be a witness to them, be an example to them, oh God, to help encourage them and breathe hope to them. And Lord, we're not effective, oh God, because we're not together. And Lord, I desire today that you would help us grow our relationships, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's time out, Lord, for being on our own. It's time out for being antisocial. Lord, it's time out, Lord, because we need, oh God, people in the house. Oh God, we need, oh God, the ability to go out and get the harvest. And to do that, Lord, we must sacrifice our peace and quiet. We must be willing to sacrifice, Lord, some of our time. Oh God, and we must sacrifice those things that have caused us not to move forward. And so, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would help us, Lord, today, to be better stewards of growing relationships in our lives. Lord, help us, oh God, send in the right relationships. Lord, we don't want to have friends or loved ones or those that we partner with, Lord, that are not equally yoked with us. Lord, we want those that have the same desire and the same outlook, oh God, in life to come into our lives to help encourage us as well as for us to be able to encourage them as well. Yesterday we talked about for others, those that we see and those that we don't see, those that are not necessarily directly attached to us, but always keep it in our minds to intercede on behalf of some others. And Lord, we have many names that we wanted to call up, the Pierce family, Lord, and the McNair family, Lord, and the Smith family, Lord, and the Lipford family, Lord, and those that have lost loved ones all across this land, Lord. And so in the Butt family, Lord, we want to continue to hold them up steadfast in prayer, Lord, because those others that we're not directly connected to, but Lord, that we have relationships with, Lord. And when we pray for someone else, Lord, stop focusing on our own issues and our own problems, Lord, then we allow ourselves to turn those, cast those cares over to you and to turn them all over to you, Lord, because you care for us. So, Lord, we pray for those that we are connected to, and we pray for those that we are not connected to, and, Lord, we pray for those that you have coming on the way, that we may be the friend, we may be the friend that's sticking closer than a brother, that we may be the friends that's better than blood brothers and blood sisters, that we may be the kind of people, oh, God, to be examples of holiness in everything that we do, oh, God, that your house may be filled. Lord, that's my mission and that's my purpose. Lord, besides empowering believers and changing lives, Lord, I want to be about my Father's business and take the cities by storm. And however capacity I can, Lord, that's my desire. And, Lord, I have to get out of the box. I have to be willing to speak out. I have to be willing to be more social. I have to have a desire to build more relationships and be an example, Lord, of who you called for me to be. And so, Lord, I pray that you would take us out of the box and open us up, open our eyes that we may see that there's greater out there for us to tap into and greater for us to be able to reach in these evil last days. Lord, I pray that you would bless us. Continue to grant us the desires of our hearts as we prepare ourselves for the great things or for greater in 2018. Help us, oh God, to not be complacent. Help us to not be selfish. Help us to not be standoffish. But, Lord, help us to be willing to surrender to your will. I say yes even now. I say yes to your will and yes to your way because you are a God that's worthy of obedience and you are a God that's worthy of sacrifice. Lord, you have sacrificed all and gave us or given us your best. The least that we can do is offer ourselves as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable. And when we offer ourselves as a sacrifice, Lord, that means something's going to have to do, be done, that we're not comfortable with. But, Lord, take us up out of our comfort zones and help us to lean and depend upon you even the more this day and this time. Use us for your glory. Help us to be an example for you, O God, and help us to reach one and teach one that you might get the glory out of our lives this day. God, we bless you and we magnify you. Lord, we glorify you and we honor and adore you, O God, and we lift up your name today. Honor our sacrifice today, not only our prayers, but honor our fasting today as well. As we put our flesh under subjection, we surrender to your will and we declare not our will, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Lord, today. We love you with all of our heart. We love you with all of our mind, and we love you with all of our soul. And Lord, allow that love to wax strong that we may show compassion to the stranger, that we may show compassion and love towards our neighbor, and that we may love your people as we love ourselves. That's the least that we can do, is to love others as we love ourselves. And if we do that, Lord, we will reflect the image of our great and mighty God. Thank you, God, for the example. Thank you, oh God, for all that you've done. I'm reminded even now as I come to the close, Lord, Jesus was out of the box. He was willing to build relationship. He saw Zacchaeus. He wanted to build relationship. He saw Matthew. He wanted to build relationship. He saw Peter, Lord. They were all in their own little different elements, Lord. He wanted to build relationships. God, give us that compassion. Give us that passion.
and give us that desire to build relationships that we may share the good news of Jesus Christ across this nation. We bless you now, and we thank you for the example, and we thank you for the power, and we thank you for the anointing to do and be all that you've called for us to be. We bless your name, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.